knows this, not if challenges come. We live in a fallen world, but I was thinking about this morning. I heard a sermon this guy preached, and Keith Moore, actually, and it's Carry Trial and Vic Victor. I don't do it nowhere near as good as him on that sermon. But when he preached that sermon and I heard that sermon, I thought about all the challenges that both of them Christians have. And I thought about both of them Christians, you know, and both of them the same mountain and same trial. And one of them was hard. Hard trial, long hill, just nobody knows, you know. The other one just breezed over it and flew over it, you know, and it was just a breeze. But that one Christian, he read his Bible, you know, his car was tuned up, you know, getting good fuel mileage. I mean, it wasn't skipping and all that. The other guy never did do a tune-up. He just let it run down, you know, and all of that. So he barely made it over the hill. And then that trial, he had a hard time. Everything hard. I mean, those trials are hard. Challenges are hard if you're not up. I'm telling you, you can have the same trial and not be very up spiritually. And then that trial is nothing to that person that has been seeking God and expecting God and learning to trust and lean on God. You know, the trials are not near as hard for those kind of folk, you know. But I made up my mind when I heard that sermon that I wasn't going to be a Terry trial. I'm not going to be one of them, you know, just like Teresa brought up now I don't know if everybody's the same or not in this manner, but secular music moves me the wrong way. I just do not listen to secular music. I do not. That's my personal choice because I've got a future and I've got somewhere I'm going. I'm thinking 15, 20 years down the road. I'm not just trying to make it every week. You know, I'm not just living day to day and, you know, I'm thinking and believing God 15, 20, 25 years down the road. I say it here, and you can take it as a sermon if you want to. I'm not going to have just to depend on Social Security alone. Well, I'm doing what I need to do now to believe God that 10, 15 years down the road, I'm not trying to believe God just so much security will be enough. Come on, somebody. Because I know those challenges will be here. They will get here. I've been in ministry a long time. And I've seen people, you know, not save no money Christians and get to the end and Social Security starts and they can't afford two loaves of bread a month. Living low income, nothing wrong with that low income, when all their life they should have been following, because God is a God of increase. God increases. I mean, all through the Bible, God increases his people that are obedient to him, like we've been hearing this morning, that are obedient to him, that lean on him, that take the challenges of life as an enemy to the kingdom in us and around us. I mean, I do. I was telling Teresa yesterday, I said, there's just some things, you know, that I'm convinced in the Bible, you know, that you ain't going to change my mind on, praise God. You ain't going to make me believe it's okay to stay at home when church service is going. I'm not going to bite that bullet. I'm going to fight for my right to get here to the house of God. When challenges comes financially for me that I can't afford to tithe, I'm going to cast that thing out. Those challenges come to me, and those challenges, what I do with those challenges is going to determine my future. There are certain things. I told Teresa, I said, I hate divorce. I said, I hate divorce. I said, so I'm passionate that I teach people don't get married and get divorced. I said, I'm convinced of that in the Bible, and I'm not going to be swayed otherwise. I don't care if 99.9% of the church gets divorced, I'm going to preach against divorce. Because the Bible, why am I saying that? Because when those challenges come, they're not going to change what I think about the Bible. Oprah Winfrey's not going to mean there's more than one way to God. Make me believe it. Oprah Winfrey and them is not going to say, well, we're later on in culture, you know. It's okay for a man to be with a man and try to have kids. It's okay for women to be with women and all that. I don't care what the culture does. I'm not going to get the convictions from the Bible messed up with this messed up world. And it sure is not going to get in this church. Why? Because we've got victory as long as we're yielding and taking the challenge that comes our way and yielding the right way in our thinking. Our thinking is where it starts. If I believe I'm defeated, there's no need in even trying. I won't try because already in my mind, it's not going to do any good. I mean, already in my mind, if I think I've got too many bills, you know, I can't save no money, I won't save a quarter. A quarter's anointed if a quarter's all getting saved. A nickel's anointed if a nickel's all getting saved, right? You start, the Bible says, don't be discouraged in small beginnings. I'm preaching this to you. We're 5 years down the road. I told the Lord, I said, when you started dealing with me about finances, Lord, yes, I had a lot of fleshly desires. I wanted motorcycles, boats and bunches of them and all of that. I said, but the more that I've followed you, the less that I desire these things, the more I fill myself with you. And then those desires, just like Teresa said, the more I delighted myself in the Lord, he gave me those desires for what I wanted and then committed. But I told the Lord, I said, here I am today, Lord. You told me in the Word that I'd be the head, not the tail, that I would lend and not borrow. I said, when you told me that, Lord, I couldn't lend nobody nothing, Lord. I'm barely making ends meet. I'm not even making ends meet. But that Bible convinced me then that if I would follow the Lord, that the challenges of not following him were coming to present itself to me. You're wasting your time going to church. You know, you're... One guy told me, he said, you're being brainwashed. I told him, I said, I need to be brainwashed. I think perverted. I think crazy. I need my brain washed. I think we still need our brains washed. We need to be renewed, or transformed by the renewing of our mind daily. But when challenges comes and we yield God's way in the challenge, we yield into the power of God. Well, you know what? I can loan money. That Bible's true. But it ain't because, it's because I started yielding. Going to be a good steward. Not depending on, I'm the head of my house. Teresa's not the head of my house. She's not the one supposed to be making these responsibility, taking it on herself. I'm supposed to lead up in saving money. I'm supposed to lead up in making money and walking in the blessing. I'm supposed to be a blessing to her and not a curse. According to the Bible. How many knows there's no way to avoid challenges in this life? You're going to have them in your marriage. This young lady's going to have them. Well, I'm going to get them married. And I think Teresa's give her a list, and they're in love. And she needs a list. She needs to know what it's going to take to be a wife. She needs to know where y'all going to church. You don't need to get saved. Get married and say, well, I'm going over here. No, I'm going over here. That's too late. You better get it settled. You get it settled today where you're going to church. Most of you have. But I'm talking to people out yonder that you're going to go serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to do what the Bible says. See, these challenges are going to come. She's going to have challenges when she gets kids. Oh, she's babysitting, took care of her both, but it's different when it's your kid. 24/7. And the responsibility is, I remember Travis, he'd make $1,000 a week and broke on Monday. That's stupid. You hear me? That's stupid. You make $1,000 a week and you're broke on Monday? That's stupid. I mean, if you done racked yourself up to where you got to be stupid, well, get rid of some of that stupid. You know, you done racked up to where your family can't breathe, well, then believe God fast and pray until you get a breakthrough from God on the inside of you that you don't lead your family into bondage again. I've been there, done that. and the Lord helped me. Well, Travis, then here comes little Aubrey along. Responsibility hit him. How many knows the responsibility ought to hit you? See, God, that's why God told me once, said, when you was a child, you taught like a child. You did like a child. You acted like a child. But now that you've become a man, spiritual man, put away them childish things. Lead your family into love. Lead your family into good conversations, not ungodly. Conversations at home when joking around and stuff. All that stuff is causing the challenges that are coming your way, that it'll cause you to be weak. It'll cause you to be timid. It'll cause you to feel like I can't take no more. I just can't take anymore. If you feel like you can't take anymore, then you can't. You got to go on into God. You got to get stronger in the Lord. Because, look, I'm where in a place just in my business. I don't try to separate my spiritual life from my business life. I'm a Christian. You know, I just don't do that. Leave Jesus at church and go out in the world and then come back and see him Wednesday. If he's that kind of God to me, I won't be here Wednesday. But you know, I mean, here the Lord overhears, you know, the challenges come. I failed at many of the challenges I failed at, but I wouldn't quit. I mean, those quitters never win. Here comes Aubrey along. Travis is in the truck one day, and he says, God, Dad, I can't be broke anymore. I said, why is that? Because I got Aubrey. He's never been broke again that I know of. If he has, that's been 7 years. I've never known him to be broke again. He took that responsibility and started putting money in a piggy bank or whatever he had to do. So, you know, don't be discouraged. It's small beginnings. And he's not borrowed. I borrowed $300 from him one time. His own daddy had to borrow $300. That's a shame. Give me that James chapter 1, Beth. Y'all okay this morning? We can take some stuff. You hear me? We can take the word. Somebody told me, they said, well, my toes has been stepped on. I said, good, you got some. If God can't deal with you, he can't step on nothing. If God can't deal with you, you won't feel convicted. You won't. You'll be like, I didn't get your mind out of my business. But if God can deal with you, you're not a bastard. If God can't deal with me, I'm a bastard. Oh, you say that in church? Yeah, you say it. You listen to all that cussing on TV, and I say bastard in church? The Bible says it. That I'm illegitimate, that I'm not his. That I'm against him. I just said the same thing. This didn't sound like a cuss word to you. But you know, God wants to bring our life. He's not too much into our material life until he gets our spiritual life straightened out. I mean, he gives us desires and things, you know, to long for, but he wants our spirit man. He wants us spiritually in tune with him. I let Teresa backslide one time. I let her right back into drugs, right back into stuff, you know. And then I got down, repented, and then she, I don't want nothing to do with God, blah, blah, blah. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I let her go too far. See, y'all men are responsible for the spiritual well-being of your house. Us men are spiritually responsible for the spirit well-being of this house and in ministry. I prayed all the way here, and I said, God, thank you for the anointing upon the singers. Thank you. Did y'all singers pray? That's just singing a song. You don't qualify for the anointing. The anointing ain't just a song. The instrument's not, or just the song. The anointing upon them, because those that seek the Lord, those that serve the Lord, that's part of serving the Lord. When I'm up there singing and playing that bass, I need it as unto the Lord with my heart on the Lord. Hallelujah. Doing that part of ministry as unto the Lord. See, when we all do that, see, these challenges will come to get us, oh, I feel half dead this morning. Good. Quit feeling. The Bible says the just shall live and walk by faith. For you know what the feeling. I don't feel like coming to church myself. You think I just enjoy it? Well, you act like it. I'm a man of faith. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That don't make me happy. Happy and joy is two different things. Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured that challenge. For the joy that was set before, he didn't like it. He asked the Lord, he said, Lord, I don't want to do this. Lord, let there be any way for me not to go through this. Some of us say, God, I'm just not going to be a steward, Lord. I'm not going to the cross. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. You know, when I bought the house, I went and, because I felt like that I should have done had my wife a house paid for at that time. 40, whatever it was. Because I'd wasted a lot of money as a Christian. And I felt guilty of it. I'd wasted money, trying to find joy and peace and motorcycles and all that as a Christian. I mean, no, you can try to fill the void on although you're born again. And so I went and I thought, well, I can tell you right now, I'm going to think about her future. So I go out and I take $100,000 worth of insurance out on that house. Or not on that house. $100,000 worth of insurance. I thought, yeah, on me. Where something happened to me. But I was thinking, but God, if something happens to me, my woman's going to be set up. My woman. And so if something happened to me, bam, 100,000. Take 10, bury me, live good, baby. Just don't marry a deadbeat. Burn up my money. Get you a man that's already got money. Where y'all can put your money together and enjoy your life. See, I was thinking about her. See, we need to be thinking about one another. That's love. Consider one another. Bible says prefer one another above ourselves. These things are keys to power in the spirit realm whenever the challenges of life come to you. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. I don't know, it's 98 degrees. That's feeling good to me. And I think I'm not having to drag that heater on there and my toes froze and hurting and my fingers. And thank you, Lord, for 90-something degrees. See, the challenge of that challenge, because I'm having to sweat. How many knows you're, I told Aubrey, she said, oh, that's hot out here. I said, I know what I'm out here. I'm sweating. I said, it's good. You're sweating out all that poison. Papa ain't got no poison in me. I said, yes, you do. It's poison. It's toxin. So she goes tell Grandma, Grandma, Papa said I had poison in me. See, the heat's getting to her. Now, there, I'm like, nah, man, it ain't getting to me. I'm used to this element here. See, if you ain't, I mean, listen, man, if I ain't having trials, I'm thinking something's wrong. Something is going on. If everybody's liking me and gas ain't going up and all that, I'm thinking, man, something's wrong. We've either totally got the victory or the devil, he's dead or something. I predicted the other day it's going to go up to $9 a gallon. I'm like, whoo, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, Lord, let it go up, Lord, let it go, baby. You're like, well, you don't have to put much gas in, do you? Oh, yeah, I spend $150 a day, baby. Oh, I believe him for the $150. Let it get $10, baby. It don't make me no different, black God. He's the same God at $5 a gallon as he is if it gets to $10 a gallon. He's the same God. He's the same. See, when these challenges come, you can't fold under that unbelief and that doubt. And good Lord, I was getting ahead. See, that's why I can't save no money. Now you need to save a little bit more. I'm fixing up my savings. Told Travis the other day, I said, I believe I'm more up my savings. I'm going to up it. I let them suck it right out of my banking account. Teresa went in, she used my card. I said, that was easy. She wanted some cash. I said, here, just take my card. It's harder to get rid of cash. But when she swipes that card, that's the way you don't need no credit card. Unless you just have to. Bill comes. Ah! 29% interest. Good Lord. I only had $500 on it. Now I'm $900. Lady went to the bank the other day. Now I believe God to get where I'm at. I'm not telling you some little story like I think I'm some big boy that made it all and made all the right choice and smart. Went all the way through the 12th grade and took college and got up here. Now I got before the Lord and I told the Lord, Lord, help me to be a businessman, Lord. What do I do today, Lord? Which way do I go, Lord? Let your anointing be on it, Lord. I bind principalities and powers and kill the flesh little at a time, answering the phone, taking responsibility, and growing up. I told the Lord, I said, you build your people to where they can take some stuff. See, God's got big things for us. He's got big places, big things for us. We ain't seen nothing yet. But the thing about it is, I've been built to where I could handle another business put on me. I couldn't have handled that 5 or 10 years ago, maybe. But I'm ready, baby. I'm ready. I work 7 to 5. I work 7 to 5. I ain't working no later than that. You know, I don't care if you got 8 businesses. I got garden. Well, it's just a garden you buy your maters. That's you. I said, I like gardening. I'm down there talking to the Lord in my garden. I'm down there and the breeze is blowing, and I'm like, this is a gift from God. Yeah, I told me the other day, he said, went down there and he says, hey, man. He said, are them miracle maters you got out there in that garden? I said, miracle maters? No, man, they're not miracle maters. What brand are they? I said, I don't know. Better Boys, maybe. Bought them from the store. He said, I come by one day and they're that high. And I come back the next day and they're that high. He said, are they miracle? Are they miracle maters? I said, no, man, they're not miracle maters. I said, actually, I seeded a lot of them myself. But I'm down there telling the Lord, I thank you for the blessing on my garden. Now, I can tell them sinners that, but they don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to sit there and explain all them. I got God on my side. What about y'all? Yours is dried up. Hallelujah. So I'm telling the Lord the breeze is blowing that evening. And I said, thank you, Lord, for my garden, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, this is one thing in life that I enjoy, Lord. And I'm not going to let work or anything else take this away from me, Lord. I'm going to enjoy eating my tomatoes, fruit of my labor. Hallelujah. I'm going to enjoy corn. And Granny might get a pea or two. Them peas is hard to hoe out, Granny. It's like they just suck the weeds out the other ones over there. I have to fight to get them peas. But see, these challenges are not going to hinder you from going on and having your desires, whether it's a garden or not, or whether it's having your house paid off or not. But you can't get in this complaining mode. See, there was Caleb and Joshua were two men that went through the same thing all of the rest of them did. But, black God, they kept their heart and mind on the Lord. They said, God's promised us the Canaan land, and we're going there. I don't care how long. 40 years, man. I mean, they wouldn't give up. These guys were determined that what their God had told them, it don't make no difference how long it takes. God is going to take me to that place to where he said, same in the Bible with me and you. He said, you're the head, not the tail. You will lend and not borrow. He said he would give you houses you didn't build and drink. And he did that for them. But you got to count it all joy. I'm going through it, my marriage. Well, shut that up. Fast 3 days. You really want your marriage straightened out? You really want your wife to do good? Fast. I mean, it's not a cuss word to fast, to preach it in church. We got a book in there, the right way to fast. Well, I didn't starve to death. That's because you eat. And eat, and eat, and eat some more, and eat some more, and eat some more. I'm telling you, the third day of fasting, food just about makes me sick. to think about it. I feel defiled after 3 days. I go 3 days, I feel like you put easy off oven in there and clean that oven, man. I feel clean and strong, hallelujah. So fasting's good. Fasting for your ministry. Well, it's just playing a guitar. Oh, is it just playing a guitar? It's just toting a box. And besides, I'm a volunteer. Is it just a box? No, it is not. It is what God has given us to do. And we need to esteem it highly. And we need to be very thankful. I go up there and pick the food up. I learned stuff through serving the Lord in that. I go up there and pick the food up. And they said, well, what do you want? I said, whatever you got. You know how it is. Somebody else has took over that ministry now. And my thought was, good, maybe they'll cut us off. What are y'all shot? I'm the one who has to go get it. It ain't no sweat off your back. You had to put off your business and take off of work and money and all that to go do it. You'd be thinking the same thing probably. I take off of work. I even put gas in there because Teresa won't give me the card sometimes.
I think you about killed last time with that.
I mean, Jim, if you don't know about the church money being tight, she is. I mean, I put $50 worth of gas in there, and I went back and go give her a ticket.
You can just put that in there.
I'm like, that was my $50. I started to tell her, go get it out of your wallet, and you can have this receipt. Give it to God.
You can just sow that, can't you?
I guess I can. Since you and the Lord ain't going to give it to me. I had that thought, maybe they'll cut it off. Why? Because I have to unload it. Then I got to get up. Teresa, set that clock. 5:15, Saturday morning.
Time to get up. You got to be there at 6:30.
I told the Lord one morning, remind me, God, why I do this. Got down here and that lady said,
it's awful early out here.
I said, that's exactly what I just told God. Why do I do this? I said, and here you are griping about it, ma'am. I said, God's the only reason you're getting fed today. I didn't feel good that morning. I told her, God's the only reason you're going to get food today. Because if it was left up to me, I'd be griping like you. And I would not have come. So I thought, maybe they'll cut us off. And then I bound that. I said, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You don't give me that thought again, but God, I'll tell them we need increase. I'm believing God for increase. I thought I'm going to come against that challenge that's coming against what God's told us to do right quick. You better get right on those challenges that are coming to stop the will of God in your life right quick. You better keep that flesh under control, bless God. If it don't, I'll be divorced. I'll be run off with a woman. I ain't going with no man. But I would not bend that far. Well, you might without God. Probably be looking pretty good. I seen one other day, they're up there in Lowe's up there, and this older woman, you know, and then I looked over there, and this other woman, she got her hair all cut, you know, kind of looks like a man. I'm looking at them, and I'm like, are they them? I think they're them. I'm thinking, well, it's got a little kid, man. She could be in it. Then I heard her talk, and I said, nope, it's a girl. That's a girl. That's a woman. Just walking around just normal as that. Are you ready to go, honey? Honey? I'm like, man, they're so lost without God, it's pitiful. They need to know Jesus didn't create them like that. They're clean out of the will of God. They're warped up completely backwards, and there's not going to be no life there, no family life there. It'll be tore apart somewhere. Why? Because there's demonic spirits involved in that stuff. And then she's going to be jealous of men. I've seen it. I felt it before. I'm like, I wouldn't tell neither one of y'all. Don't be jealous of me, man. I'm married. Why? Not letting the challenge get on the inside. This is normal. See, Satan's making things feel normal. Normal for us to talk. Oh, gas is up. Boy, I mean, it's bad. And it's Biden's fault. And blah, blah, blah. Gas is up. Boy, making it hard on us. Why are you saying all of that? Why are you saying what the world is saying? Ain't your God God? Ain't he Jehovah Jireh? Ain't he our provider? Ain't he a big God? Ain't he a good God? Is he not able or not to meet our needs? Is he a good God? Let Biden them do what they want to. That Bible and my God is not bound to no TV, no government, no president, no whatever. Somebody got on to me the other night because I'm going to vote for Kay Ivey. I watched Kay Ivey, and I'm not telling you who to vote for, but you need to vote. I watched Kay Ivey. I watched how she handled things. I watched how she handled the pandemic and all of that. And I know that she will not spend our tax dollars killing these babies. She will not promote same-sex marriage. She will not promote. She will not take tax dollars for women to have their clubs down there. So the guy was getting on to me. I said, KIV's got my vote. And then I got bashed. And so I thought, you know what? I wonder where this honky is. But God, you messing with the wrong preacher over here, man. But God, you want to voice it out, man, you go on mine. My mind goes to thinking that. See, but that's not me. This is me down here. So when that challenge comes to your mind, you better cast it down, whether it be about KIV or your finances or you can't save. Or look, me and you need to mind our own business about people. Munting them just traded bikes. My thought was, good God Almighty, are they crazy? I would rather had to have the Honda than to have that. That's none of my business. I'm giving you an example. And I'm not a judgmental person. And that come to me to get up in their business. Like that son of my business. What's wrong with Monty? He don't want her to have a big bike because he's a little guy. I mean, all kinds of junk. You know what I'm saying? So if I yield to that, I get around Monty. What's wrong with you, man? What, you afraid her bike look better than yours or what? And him, what's wrong with you, man? He could have thought, this bike's a little too heavy for her. He might have been thinking about his honey. He might have been thinking it would be easier for her to handle if she had a littler bike like mine. It had nothing to do with what I'm thinking. I'm making a little example to you of how I mind my own business. Your business ain't my business. People don't need to get in my business. They don't need to get in your business. You don't need to be all up in everybody else's business. My daughter now is there. No, kid, mind your own business. Well, they're grown. Let them get in the ditch. Let them drive, plow right through the stop sign, and drive right on down in the ditch. Aubrey and Aiden had their first little crash yesterday on the four-wheelers that I got on. I told them, no racing. No hurrying to get in front of everybody, each other. And so, okay, Papa. Now, Aiden, he can drive real good. Aubrey's okay. I'm spending a little more time with her. Well, he's got this mentality, I want to win. That's a good one. I mean, he had it before the four-wheeler. He's in the truck. They're getting out of the truck. And he's telling me, Papa, oh, let me out. Hurry, Papa. I opened the door and I said, well, give me just a minute. He said, I want to win. I mean, going berserko back there. So I had to jerk him out. I have to get out quick, get him out. And then he takes off. He's going to win to the door. I mean, it's been going on for a while. Ain't even nobody racing. I'm not racing him. I said, he don't care. He's going to win. I mean, he's made up his mind to go win. Well, I got to utilize that to the good. That's a good attitude for me and you to have. He's got a real good one. He's in love with his little four-wheeler. His thoughts are on that four-wheeler. We ought to have our thoughts on victory. We ought to have our thoughts on, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to get up in nobody's business. I'm not going to keep my nose stuck up in y'all's business. Y'all would get on my nerves. Y'all don't do things like I would. I don't expect you to. You don't, I don't, if you went home with me, you'd be like, I wouldn't do that way. Well, I didn't ask you. Well, I won't ever help you again. I didn't ask you to start with. You're volunteering because you're nosy. You know it all. You think you know how to do everything. This is not my message. But these challenges are going to come to us, and then when we yield to them in our hearts, then we are busybodies. We're nosy. And we won't be able to focus in on being victorious ourselves and overcoming ourselves. He tries to get us tied up in that. Endurance. He says, all joy when you fall, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Patience is endurance. That word don't mean sit back and do nothing. That word means get in action. That word means you might have failed the first time, but don't you quit. You get up and you go and you do it again. I told Travis the other day, he quoted Toby because I'm famous on the scripture pretty much, you know, where it says the hand of the diligent bear root. You know, and it's a reality to me that if I'm diligent, I'll bear root, but if I'm not, I won't. That scripture says it, and I believe the word to be true. And so Travis was going down the road, and he said, you know, it says the hand of the diligent will bear root. He said, I believe that's more than just you know, hand of the diligent will bear root. I said, oh, yeah, you got to be diligent. Anybody can quote that scripture. But when that trial comes and that everything, and then you just go lay down on the bed, then there's no endurance built. That's not the hand of the diligent. The diligent might make a mistake a time or two. He might fail a time or two, or she might, but they will try. They will get up and move forward until they conquer. We got the conqueror in us. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Somebody asked me this morning, they said, when was Teresa's appointment, you know, to go? Because she went and they did brain scans and all that and found nothing. You know, that's what I was believing for. I was believing for a good report and all that, you know. It could find nothing, and it's a long ways off. And they said, oh, man, is that long? I said, yeah. I said, but I told Teresa, and I'm in it, and I'm on it. I told Teresa, I said, that gives you 2 or 3 months to get this thing gone, to drive this out, hallelujah. The word of God don't change. By Jesus' stripes, Teresa was healed. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. It's their food. It's their lunch. You got to eat it. And I told them, I said, she's better. I ain't seen her staggering drunk in a week or three, two weeks. It was come in, boom. You ever seen an old drunk? You've seen her walk. She ain't done that. It's got to go. We're driving it out. Now, the hand of the diligent. Well, I tried for 2 days to confess that, and then I had caught up with bad symptoms. She got up with bad symptoms. She had, you know, kind of discouraging. If you let it be, you know, things are better for a couple of days, and then something else happens. If you ain't careful, that challenge right there will get you right out of endurance. But God, I waited over 20 years to have money to lend and not borrow it. 20. I ain't giving up 3. I got in it, found out it was in there 20 years before I got it. Because I watched Caleb and Joshua. It was 40 years. And they went in there, and all them other ones didn't get to go in. All them other ones, they went in there. I bet they sat around the campfire or whatever. Well, it's been 29 years there, boss. I bet a bunch of them, I don't think we're going to ever make it. I bet you Caleb and Joshua, y'all ain't, but we are. I bet you they're sitting out there, boy, I mean, it's hot out here. And I mean, God looks like we should have done been there. I bet you, Caleb and Joshua, we're waiting on God. And then when they get to the promised land over there, they didn't say, ooh, we made it. They sent spies in there, and they come out there, we're grasshoppers. We can't do it, man. There's giants over there. Well, there's cancer out here. There's Omicron. I heard old Crepto Dollar say the other day, I wish the Omicron would come on up in him. He ain't scared of that Omicron. I ain't scared of that Omicron. I had COVID.
Beat me. Come on, bite me again.
Little flea bag. I thought I had a sinus infection. That's all I had. Well, I'm all the time quoting the scripture. Ain't no plague gonna come nigh my dwelling. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. So there ain't no weapons formed so COVID can come. Omicron, poverty, jealousy, judgmental, anger, you know, whatever the excuse, let it come. Let it come on. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm not going to be jealous of Teresa ever again. Never in my life again will I be fearful that she's going to leave me for somebody. She would be stupid. Why? Because I love her. I care for her. She knows I love her. She knows I put her first. Maybe not first. I'm gonna get it straight. But I do some things, whether she likes it or not. But I would lay my life down for her. I will. I told her the other day, she's got her little Chevrolet place supposed to order me a switch. Because it locks the system and it won't crank. You've seen it out here. But they're supposed to order me a switch. And I'm going, they said $250. I said, okay, get it in. Just holler at me. I do the work of her. That's been 2 months ago. But they still ain't done it. She calls me from Walmart.
I'm at Walmart. How did you say to reset that?
I said, just Google it. Google it. Johnny Google it sent it to me. It worked, man. Hey, it worked. You know? And so the time before that it did it, and I thought this is going to be the last straw here. So I told her a couple of months ago, I went in and I said, you know what? I said, let's just go buy you a new truck. I ain't borrowing no money either. I said, let's go buy you a new truck. I'm willing to give up everything I got for her new truck. Where she don't get stuck. 15 minutes. I had to sit there. 15 minutes. Wow. Huh? 10. Good thing it wasn't over 10. She can make it 10 and stay in the right spirit. I told her, baby, let's just go get you a new one. Let's go get you a new truck. And I thought, I'd drive what I want to drive. I can get what I want. I'm going to get her what she wants. If she wants a new truck, pray to God she's coming home with a new truck paid for, cash. I told her, I said, she said,
are you crazy? I've not got but 190-something thousand miles on my truck, and it's never given me a lick of problem other than it, blah, 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 blah. Are you crazy?
Now, that is a Proverbs 31 woman. She ain't going to waste our money. She'd rather keep prospering instead of getting robbed. Hallelujah. I thank God for a woman that is willing to save money. Save money. Help you save money. Praise God. But it says, know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. I was telling you about 8 of them. Okay. I tell Aubrey, I said, okay. She said, Papa won't ride by myself. Now, I'm nervous, Johnny. I'll be honest with you. She's liable to panic and hit the gas. And, you know, Forrester driving and all that. Because she wants to put her feet up on the dash. I told her, I said, no. Put your foot on the brake. Right there. Don't put your feet up there. Put it on the brake. And she had my phone watching LOL dolls. I wish that's all I wanted to watch. LOL. And I said, give me that phone. I said, you're not going to get on the four-wheeler and watch LOL dolls between your legs and drive. I mean, she's going to put LOL right here. What's she going to do? Look down every now and then? That's not going to happen. So I said, no, that's not going to happen. Well, Papa, I turned it off. I said, no. Why do you need it on there if it's going to be off? She's smart. I'm smarter than she is, though. I just feel. Well, they get on there, and I said, okay, now you watch Aiden, because he's buzzing around everywhere. He's looking because he wants to make sure she don't get ahead of him. He's, you know. And so she's coming around the garden. Here he comes, and she's going to come around by where I'm at, about 2 o'clock yesterday, I guess. He gonna come around, and he gonna beat her before she gets to that curve. And I'm not really paying attention. So here he comes buzzing down through the, by the peach orchard down through there. He's buzzing, and about the time I looked, I realized it. I'm like, uh-oh. And so he nearly gets by, and she catches him. Boom! And it throws him around, throws him over, it crushes it, it stops it. And I've got tomato twine, so I pull it off. I said, see, that's what I'm talking about. I told y'all not to be racing. And then, oh, yeah. And then, nah. You know, I said, look, knock, y'all come here. I said, she's like, I'm not going to ride, Bobo, because he's trying to cut me off. And rah, rah, rah. I said, oh, it's okay, it's okay. And then, nah. I said, I told you not to race. I said, I told you not to do that. Nah, he got even worse. I said, all right, everybody calm down. I said, ain't nobody hurt here. I said, this is all good. Get over here, Aubrey. Come over here. I said, now. I said, see, this is a good example of you to know that you can crash. See, some of you need to go to the bottom every now and then to find out how good God was once again. I've been there. Forget how he is. Forget not going after him and not spending time with him, caught up in the world, not meaning to, but not loving on him and talking to him in the morning, talking to him at noon, you know, fasting and seeking his face and telling him, God, your goodness is, you're good to me, Lord. You're going to take me into the promised land, Lord. This world's not going to get a hold of me, Lord. The job is not going to get a hold of me, Lord. Lord, vehicles are not going to control me, God. People's not going to control me. Money's not going to control me because you are my God. Every one of us, whether we make big money or little money, has to deal with this flesh stuff. It ain't got nothing to do with whether you in business, you ain't in business, you got a job, you want a fixed income. I'm telling you, you can worship money. You can want money to give you a better life and desire money and go after money unconsciously when you should be going after Jesus, which the Bible says for us, looking unto Jesus, Hebrews chapter 2, I believe, 12:2 over there, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, not looking into our jobs. Nothing wrong with working. I work too much, I think. Now, I've cut back since I had open heart surgery, not because I can't, because I want my garden. I'm going to spend more time at home. I'm going to be there a little earlier, you know, and all of that stuff. And believe in God. I believe God for more money, less work, and more money. So I would have more. And he did it. He absolutely did it. But see, we got to make sure that when the challenges come, that we yield God's way. Stay in the right spirit. Don't judge people. Keep our mind out of other people's business. I mean, people all the time, you know, all the time will tell me, you know what so-and-so done? I don't really care. I tell them, I don't care. I really don't care to hear it. Well, they know, but I really don't care. I really just don't care to hear it. I don't care. I told Travis one time he did something about best family about 10 years ago or better that day. He come home, he's talking about it. He was jealous of some boy. I don't know who he was. Anyhow, he come home, he's upset. I said, listen to me, son. I said, leave all your garbage out of here. I said, I was fine till you come home talking about all this stuff. Now keep your garbage out from here. Leave it outside. When you come home, don't bring none of it home. Stop bringing it home. Later on, he told me, I didn't really know what you're talking about, Dad. I said, you're full of all of that stuff you were saying, and I was fine till then. I didn't know nothing was going on till you told me. Now it caused me to want to get all up in everybody's business. And if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't knew nothing about it. Hallelujah. Endurance is not changing. Staying consistent. Did you hear me? He said but let endurance have her perfect work, and it says that you won't lack nothing. But now endurance means not changing. You're not believing one day, and the next day you ain't because things are not in your favor. You bleed by Jesus Christ, you're healed, till the doctor says ain't nothing they can do for you. You're changing now. You got to let endurance have its perfect work. You got to let it stay, not changing, staying consistent. Hallelujah. You know what? I mean, I've been challenged, you know, before, because, I mean, I love Teresa. I've loved her more than I ever have, I'm sure, you know. But I've thought before, yeah, she wants somebody else. She probably wants somebody else. Anybody been with somebody 30-something years, get them somebody. I thought, well, bless God, if she wants somebody else, let her just do what she wants to. I want her happy. That's my way of coping with that. I'd rather have her happy than to me be satisfied. Well, you know what? You know what happens in that? I defeat those demons, those thoughts. I defeat them that way and give her freedom to go and live like she wants to, and I'm not going to come in accusing her every day. If she gives me evidence, I'll say, you're guilty. If you can live with it, I can. She's a Christian. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, what? That shall he also reap. The Bible says, if I yield to the flesh, I'll reap corruption. So I might tell her, yeah, you're doing it. I know you're doing it. I know something's going on. But I'm not going back down there like I used to be. I'm a man. And I'm up here, and you know, and all that. I'm just giving you that the way I believe that I would react in that challenge based on what I know now. Because there's no challenge going to take me to defeat. I done walked this road of victory, and I'm going to keep victory. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to bend and bow to poverty. I'm not going to bend and bow to sickness and disease. People griping about the gas, griping about Biden them. You ought to be praying for them. You ought to be praying for your government. I don't care if you like them or not. I don't like nothing they've done before they got in or after they've got in. But I'm not going to bash them because the Bible tells me to pray for those that are in authority. There's a reason for that. So that my heart don't get hard, that my heart don't get full of hatred and bitterness. So I went on and I told that guy, I said, look, buddy, hey, I didn't tell him what I wanted to. I said, look, buddy, I said, you vote for what, who you vote like you want to vote and you get your harvest. I'll vote like I want to vote and I will get my harvest. I said, then both of us will be happy. Well, you know what? If you don't yield the right way, you're going to get a harvest. I'm not talking about voting now. I'm talking about reading the Bible. I'm talking about asking. I mean, I know people that they never do anything wrong. Everything is everybody else's fault. How many knows there's something wrong with people like that? There is something wrong with people that believe that it's everybody but them. That if everybody would do everything right, I could live a good life. How many knows there's something wrong with that person? I have to repent often, man. And I mean, I think I'm a pretty good guy. But I mean, I have to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for having those harsh thoughts towards those people. God, I'm sorry for talking the way I talk to those folks. God, I'm sorry for being blunt with Teresa. She'll tell me, you be blunt with me, I'll give you what for. She still ain't scared, man. 50 years old, she's still ready to tie it on. 51. Still ready to tie it on, man. One time, so I'm going to spank you. I said, I'm going to take you to the ground. I said, I'll take you. Well, that's what I used to have to do. She'd beat me up, so I just had to take her to the ground and hold her arms. Take her to the ground, get on top of her. I held her one time for 30 minutes. She's like spitting in my face and everything. Let me go, you blankety blank. I'm like, calm down. If you don't calm down, I'm not turning you loose. I could have hurt her, man. I mean, really, I could have hurt her. But I'd have to let her get calmed down. See, sometimes we need to let the Holy Spirit, we need to do some confessing to the Holy Spirit and get that flesh calmed down to where that flesh has not got to have it its way all the time, praise God. Because God leads us in a way just like with Jesus. And Jesus said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to forgive. I don't want to forgive. I don't want to love my enemies at times. I don't want to do this ministry at times. I don't want to forgive people at times. I don't want to put up with people. I was thinking about it. I was thinking, man, more people comes in. Here comes some more diapers. And then they get out of diapers and they go the pull-up, so to speak. And then they get off the pacifier. And then they get in the flesh and all the way back down, we have to put Pampers on them again. I thought, I don't know if I want people or not, Lord. He said, it's not up to you. He said, I deal with them all over the planet. I said, yes, sir, we can handle Blountsville. Send them on. Law pulls up, send to Richard. He's the parking lot guy. Get out there. What if I go to jail? See you later. You can fast in there, start a ministry, baby. Get it, I done preached it to you for 10 years. You know, you get put in jail, start a ministry in there. Start fasting and praying, seeking the Lord. See, let the challenges turn you to strength. Challenges can cause you to grow and gain strength, or they can weaken you. They really can. I thought just the other day, because I had a lot of pressure on me, you know, and finally yielded a bunch of it. I thought I'm going to get me a bag of marijuana. Man, I'll smoke me a joint. Then I'll relax. Get me some sweet tea, ice sweet tea, and some Doritos. That's what I used to like, get stoned to get the munchies, you know, man. Get you some Doritos, some sweet tea. You can't take that. You can't take good smoke without something to drink. You can't talk. Your tongue sticks to everything. And I thought, man, I'll relax then. Just smoke me a good old joint. Buck God and forget about all the stuff, you know. Just forget about all of it. I mean, that's the enemy. Now, what he should say is get you a good old joint like it used to be. Get stoned and you know, and then get bound. Walked in, dude, at work. He lazy. You know, I'm doing a job up on scrapyard up there on 169 up there. This dude went in there, and I said, well, man, I called. So they'd all this moved, man. I called the day before yesterday. We got busy. I said, I understand. I said, get it moved. These batteries, all these batteries here got to be moved. I'm going to have to leave early. I said, that's fine. Get it moved. I don't care if you quit, but get the batteries out of my way. I told him, I said, this is going to get done. I don't care if you leave early or not. The earlier you have to leave, the quicker you better be working. Get this garbage out of my way. You knew 2 days ago. Go over there and boss around there. He'll get it out of your way. I said, I know it. Well, went in there and I said, hey, man, you know what you need, man? I said, you just need your good joint. That's what you need. You need a good joint. Nah, man, joint makes me lazy. I thought, nah, you don't need one. I thought, man, if you get in here lazier, we're going to drag you and the batteries out of here. Sure enough, he went out there and got them all moved, man. Got all them batteries moved and stuff, you know. Well, that challenge come. I'm thinking, I done drove all the way up here. I got a scissor lift up here. I'm paying Travis. I got people on the truck, man. I done spent $50 worth of gas, hallelujah. You know, you're going to move the batteries. He got the batteries. We went on. See, I could have the challenge. Well, just forget it. We'll come back later. Look, man, don't worry about it. I know you're lazy and you can't help it, and it's okay. I'll just come back later and spend a whole other day. It's okay. What am I supposed to do, man? That dude getting paid by the hour. Get in there and do something for your boss.
Oh, right here.
I'm your boss right now. I'm getting paid to be here. Your boss paying me to tell you that. Your stuff's in my way. See, that, I'm telling you, the challenge, and you know what? We went right on. The jobs went right on. Got her done. Got her done quicker than I expected, but what if I'd have just quit? What's the use of going out here? These people are lazy. I might carry my line of cocaine if I wasn't a good Christian man. You give that dude a line of cocaine and move the whole store. It ain't help, man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Y'all want to encourage you. When challenges come to you, but you're going to have to do some fighting. You're going to have to fight not to judge. And I'm telling you, God's big on this mind your own business thing. I feel it in my spirit that Satan's trying to get your nose up in everybody's business. If he ain't doing it, he's going to. He's wanting you to be judgmental. You know better than what they do. That's what the government thinks. They think we're smarter than me. Smarter than us guys. Smarter than us down here. They just don't know how deceived they are and how we know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the word. So stay out of people's business. Don't get drug up in people's business. Mind your own business. Praise God. Be happy. Stay strong. And then that enemy can't bind you up. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you.